The Red Sox have been the focal point of the offseason ending and the first weeks of the spring training. Now, after Alex Bregman finally chose a team, the Boston media, fans, MLB writers, they've all poked the bear to controversy of the new sheriff in town. But what's really going on? Let's get into it.
Now a shot off the bat of Trevor Story.
Devers smacks it.
Right swings and drives this one high and deep. That one's back.
He's back in Devers' position. I think he's a third baseman. And at that point, that's where he stands.
Bregman drills one to center field. Pretty well hit. All the way back. Pillar's gone.
Goes after the first pitch. Sends it to center field. Pretty well struck. Back goes Rodriguez.
Welcome back to the Touching Bases podcast. Subscribe if you're new here and like the video at the end if I deserve it. Like it now if you're a Red Sox fan because I bear good news. Imagine if I actually talked like that, like I'd have 2 subs and -5 views. Never thought I'd use the word bear in 2 different meanings in the same video. You're witnessing history, folks. All right, I'm done. The Boston Red Sox went from being projected as the AL East last place sadness organization to now, which... well, still last place according to Pecota, which I think is bullshit. The Red Sox haven't had a newsworthy season since 2021, losing the ALCS. 1 year after they gave away Mookie Betts and David Price to LA for Alex Verdugo, who was sent to New York and is still a free agent today. Jeter Downs, who went to Washington in 2023 and is now with New York as well. But hey, at least you have Connor Wong, who's like one of the only ones hanging around that prospered in Boston, having a great year in 2024. Yes, I'm sorry for bringing up the colossal mistake that the Red Sox made, but now with Bregman, I mean, you filled a hole in one of the worst defensive infields in baseball. We all know filling a hole can lead to great things, which is why I find Pecota's standings in 2025 kind of complete hogwash, because even with the best defensive team in baseball, if your offense sucks, you are still worse than the 5 worst defensive teams. Toronto. FanGraphs had the Red Sox in second place for 2025 behind the Yankees, which feels appropriate because the Yankees always find a way to win, and rightfully have the Blue Jays battling for fourth against the A's, who have great pitching, but like the Mariners, their offense is horrible and leaning on a prayer for their team to figure it out. But take all of this with a grain of salt. FanGraphs also has the Mariners winning more games than the Cubs, and I argue that with Kyle Tucker, Justin Turner, Matt Shaw coming up, John Birdie, Carson Kelly, and Reese McGuire, if parking lots are your safe place, are huge additions placed in your lineup. Also, the insane bullpen and starting pitchers like Eli Morgan, Brian Presley, Chris Flexen, Colin Rea, and Matthew Boyd, that should bolster this Cubs team in 2025 and kind of put them way ahead of the Mariners. No offense. Okay, I went off topic. The Red Sox, I seem to be faced with a lot of public assumption and conjecture that there is drama in the clubhouse. And kind of for a good reason, but let's dig in. Red Sox have 3 prospects that are all big hype of 2025. You have Marcelo Meyer, you have Roman Anthony, and you have Christian Campbell. Now, I have never seen these guys play a game, so I'm talking from word of mouth that 60% say Christian Campbell is the future of this trio of future superstars, but I don't know if the hype is because they didn't have a solid defensive second baseman until Bregman was signed, which added value to his name, or if he was your 2026 starting second baseman all along and will be. The big hype right now, though, is Roman Anthony. He has that high tower power and holds a number 1 or number 2 overall prospect ranking. While in AAA, depends on where you get that information. I mean, he's hitting .344. He has an OPS of .982 in 2024 with 162 WRC plus. He has become the talk of the town since Tyler O'Neill, now in Camden Yards with the Orioles, and no real offensive moves have been made to fill that power role spot in left field. Granted, you have Willier Abreu, and he's coming back to fill right field, although he did put up a 3.1 wins above replacement with the Sox. He struck out 28% of the time, but I guess he has 47 points above league average as far as his OPS goes. So Duran, who won the AL MVP, whether he's in center field or left field, he's definitely going to get a spot. So that leaves you with Zdeno Rafaela, and he was a rookie last year, who was 47 points below league average in his rookie year, and a WRC plus of only 79, where 100 is league average if you guys aren't familiar with it. You can have sentimental love for a rookie player to be what he was hyped up to be, but I'm going to put money on them platooning Roman Anthony versus left-handed pitching and Sedana against right-handed pitching if they were to start in left field this season. Now, Sedana hit 211 versus left-handed pitching, although Anthony hit over 285 versus right-handed pitching, he still hit over 300 versus lefties. So why platoon? Because Anthony's still a wild card, and in spring training of only six at bats, I know, chill out, you don't have to attack me. He only got two hits, he struck out three times, and then he walked twice. I know it's small, but those are not his AAA numbers. And no, I didn't forget about Hamilton and Ref Snyder and Gonzalez, but if you're a Sox fan, do you really want to play those guys over the four I just mentioned? Okay, so where's the drama, right? That was the whole point of this video. Well, it's actually more on the veteran side of things. Rafael Devers and Bregman, they're both third basemen first. Now, Devers is pretty bad at third base. He is your franchise face, and he hits bombs off of Gerrit Cole like it's Little League. So when asked when Bregman coming in was going to affect his position, he said this.
How do you think that's going to work out for you?
I don't know. No sé, mi posición en la tercera base, no sé qué.
Yeah, I mean, third base is my position. It's what I've played. You know, I don't know what their plans are. Like, I know we had a conversation. I made it clear kind of what my desires were, and yeah, whatever happens I from here, I don't know.
What are those desires?
Your desires to play at third base?
¿Cómo?
¿Cuál es tu preferencia? O sea, ¿qué tú deseas que pase en términos de tu posición?
Bueno, yo juego tercera base, yo no juego más otra posición, mi posición es tercera, de ahí para allá no sé qué.
Yeah, no, like I said before, like my position is third base. I don't know how they want to go about it or what they want to do, but I know that's the position I get ready to play every day. And it's just, you know, that's just my position.
How would you react if they asked you to DH? How would you feel about that?
No.
How do you feel like the lineup is going to shake out with Alex and yourself and Jaren and some other pieces? It seems like a pretty...
No, bastante con... Me siento bastante contento con los movimientos que han hecho.
Yeah, no, like I said, I think we have a hell of a team. I think the lineup is going to be great with all of the pieces that we added. And we're also adding a Trevor Story who was injured. Tristan, same thing. And I think a full year of health, we're going to be really good.
So are you saying if they ask you to DH, you won't do it?
No.
Can you expand on that? I mean, like...
I play third.
So, isn't it their decision, though? Like, isn't it the Red Sox decision, or is it a mutual thing, or...?
¿Cómo fue?
Que si, yeah, like I said, my position is third base. And whatever it is that they want to do is what they want to do. But I feel like my position is third base.
Have they talked to you about getting reps at first or any other positions?
Es la misma lo que le dije ahorita. Me hicieron la pregunta de que iba a ser DA. No, lo único que hablamos es.
Yeah, no, like you know, they asked me the question about how I feel about DH, and yeah, I gave them the answer that I just gave. No.
Rafael, did you have your physical?
Yeah.
What is your weight?
Well, you know, 240.
Thank you.
With some of the pieces like Walker, Bueller coming in.
If you're listening, like that translation is not accurate. Hats off to the translator keeping it cool for the media, but Rafi is not being dethroned today. You don't believe me? Hey, babe. The glasses too. Sit on down.
Okay.
Do your best.
It looks like they speak fast.
Yeah, they do.
He doesn't know his. He plays third base. He doesn't know what he's gonna do. His bases. He plays third base, but he doesn't know what's gonna happen.
Thank you. And then let me just get the head because it gets interesting.
Why are you asking me? That's his translator.
His translator is bullshitting everybody.
And yeah, whatever happens, from here.
We know we had a conversation. He never said that.
¿Cuál es tu preferencia? O sea, ¿qué tú deseas que pase en términos de tu posición?
coño, yo juego tercera base, yo no juego más otra posición. Pues,
he doesn't play any position. He no doesn't play any other position. He plays third. That's his. That's his base.
No, no controlo lo que ellos vayan a hacer.
He doesn't si control no, what they do, what they say.
Y que estoy ready todos los días de dar lo mejor de mí en lo que pueda y.
Yeah, no. Like I said before, like my position is third base. I don't know how they want to go about it or what they want to do, but I know that that's the position I get ready to play every day.
It's his base.
And
it's mad.
How would you react
if they asked you to DH?
How would you feel about that?
No.
Can you expand on that? Like, I play third. So, isn't it their decision, though? Like, isn't it the Red Sox decision, or is it a mutual thing, or?
No, es mi decisión.
It's his decision.
Yo juego tercera base. Yo no puedo esa es mi posición.
That's his position. He plays third base.
Van a hacer, pero mi posición es tercera base.
Yeah, like I said, my position is third base, and whatever it is that they want to do is what they want to do. But I feel like my position is third base.
Have they talked to you about getting reps at first or any other position?
Es la misma lo que le dije ahorita. Me
it's the same thing I just told you.
Que iba a ser DA, no. Lo único que hablamos.
That's all they spoke about with him playing third base. No DHing.
How I feel about DH. I gave them the answer that I just gave. No.
That was our Mexican correspondent, Pebbles, Mexican translator correspondent. That was really good. I enjoyed that. See? To translate for some of you in Bostonese, that's Rafi saying, you can fuck right on off. Tristan Casas is the star rookie first baseman who is weird and has a bad media training behind him. And I love it. I really love it. This guy speaks his mind and has a bit of like a Max Scherzer psycho in him. If you've ever seen Max Scherzer talk or work or play or anything at all, that I think will drive the rest of his career. Does he wear nail polish? Sure. Does he do yoga? Yes, that's perfectly fine. Does he seem like he's on the spectrum a little bit? Maybe. Weird? Yeah, you can give him that. But dumb? Fuck no. When asked about Devers and Bregman playing on the field, he said this.
I think it's Rafi Devers' position. I think he's the third baseman, and at that point, that's where it stands. And he's done it for, you know, a really long time now. And I think he's only getting better at that position. I think his defense is getting better every single year. We don't know what the future holds, but we know it holds Rafi Devers. So I think he's got to play defense. It's going to keep him athletic. And he's going to hit because of, you know, him being at third base. He doesn't know any other position. He doesn't want to play any other position, and he's going to fight for it, even if it's with any of the younger guys, any new guy. I think he's the best third baseman in the league. I wouldn't take anybody over him. So I think he should play third base. Yeah.
So you think Bregman should play second? Rafi plays third.
I think Bregman should play second base. Yeah. I think he's going to make the transition well. I think he's athletic enough too. And I think Trevor, you know, is going to play an awesome shortstop.
There have been many posts talking about Casas throwing the org under the bus or causing issues. No, dumbass. He is saving his spot on the field. You have a guy who hasn't been able to play a full season and is finally healthy to attack 2025 with all the hype so he can silence the media and the fans who wanted him to be traded to Seattle for Castillo and show them they were wrong. And you want him to what? Say, oh yeah, Devers sucks at third base. He should be moved to first base where I would have to sit on the bench or DH. Why is nobody talking about this? Casas is focusing on his career and being the new guy. He needs to play to keep his spot on this crowded team. It's best for him, and logically it's pretty much the best thing for the team. I mean, you get Story and Bregman up the middle and Devers at third with Casas at first and Yoshida and Ref Snyder at DH. I mean, of course Rafi sucks and thinks his contract gives him, you know, AC's job, but he doesn't. He's lucky that Bregman is willing to play at second base and can play second base, because Bregman is just kind of one of those guys. He's been in a leadership role for a long time, and he's probably going to grow to share that leadership with this team because he wants to win and is willing to play wherever they want him.
Whatever it takes to help the team win, that's all I'm focused on. And
I'll play wherever AC tells me to play.
Now, after all this kind of settled for a little bit, Alex Cora came out and had a press conference. And from what I could tell, in simple terms, he told everybody he's in charge and Rafi's contract doesn't mean shit.
He said when he signed the long-term extension that you guys said that he'd be the third baseman long-term. Do you think the relationship is strained right now? He doesn't seem happy that, like, the team has gone back on their word. Strained between...
Different people here, right? There's a different leader here. So, you know, Haim is in St. Louis right now.
That was Bloom. He is in St. Louis. What's crazy is that you have made it through the video, and I bet you see the drama and are wondering, why is the title this fake? Because it is. This is a team who has depth. It has leaders. It has talent. Vaughn Grissom is coming back and was asked about Bregman taking second base, and he said there was no drama. It's exciting to have Bregman on the team, but him, Cora, Bregman, Vaughn, Casas have all had this discussion in the clubhouse before spring training press conferences began, and the only one honest on the camera is the guy most people hate, Casas. Rafi is pissed off because he has the media members asking him to graciously give up third base when the Sox have already decided. Casas thinks this is just simple math and praising his current teammates while avoiding the push to bring players in that will bump him out. If the Sox had a problem with it, they would basically stop putting him on the camera. But he just had another interview.
We mentioned Bregman. He's going to make this team better defensively wherever he is. And we don't know where that'll be. Could be second, could be third. We heard Rafael Devers yesterday say, I want to be at third base. That's my position. What was your reaction when you heard that?
I completely agreed with him. I think that he's the third baseman of this franchise for the time, you know, a long time to come. And he's, I don't know if there's a third baseman in the league that I would take over him. And his defense is constantly getting better every single year. That was the knock when I came up, that he was bad defensively. And then I see him come and make some barehanded plays, pick it in the back, diving all over, rolling bodies, throwing from his butt. I mean, he's just all over the place. And yeah, he'll boot a routine play. And I think that's why he gets docked so heavily. But he plays hard and he really sets the tone out there at third base. And I want him on my at that position this year and for the next 10 as well. We'll see how the legs hold up, if the bat's, you know, elite enough to. But man, I think for this year, I think it makes the most sense.
So Red Sox fans, chill out. You have a team that will be competing for the division in 2025, and the depth can carry them throughout the year with injuries or slumps. Yankees, look out. Blue Jays, you fucked up with Vladdy. Orioles, wake up. Beantown is back. Like the video and subscribe if you made it this far. Click one of the videos you see on the screen for more content, and I'll see you sexy baseball fans later.